If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 14th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Jason Bateman, who is 42. LL Cool J is 43. Julian Bond is 71. And do you want to know how old Andy Rooney is? I didn't know this till I... Andy Rooney is 92. I believe he's actually a Muppet. All right, making whoopies. We've been talking about this, for the majority of the week. It is our last day. That's a promise.
Who is on the phone with us?
Robbie Burns.
And I understand you're a big fan of Bill Elder.
Yes.
Oh, hey. That makes what, two, three?
I think we're keeping record of
them. Okay, we got your names, folks.
Turn them in. Tell me anything or ask us anything about the making whoopies, and you will win. Two tickets to tonight's game 6 years ago, which will not be played. Now, don't go over there, please. You know, if somebody goes over there, I'm going to feel bad. But these tickets are going to be worth something.
All right. What was the name of the goaltender's name?
The name of the goaltender.
Goalie.
All right. We've talked about probably the one that you most remember is the guy that came to us through the Houston Arrows. All right. He was played out there with Gordie Howe, who is a, you know, if you've ever heard of, even if you don't know about hockey, you know about Gordie Howe. You do know about
hockey.
Well, you get the tickets. Don't fight. I don't fight, you know. His name was Ron Graham. We did have another fella.
You said his name was Ron Graham. Not anymore?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Most of the whoopies have changed.
Well, in some towns, it may be called something else.
I understand.
But, Robbie, you have just won a couple of tickets, which will be mementos. This is the game that we were supposed to play, and we folded that afternoon. The IRS came by with them huge padlocks and said, no more, pal.
No more.
So come on and pick up your tickets, all right?
All right.
Okay, take care. Thanks for calling.
And this particular morning, doing the news, good friend, great newscaster, and the next president of the University of Georgia, Pete Conenkamp.
I'm very fond of the whoopies, and I'm really sorry when they did fold, because my brother, Steve, was a stick boy for the Charlotte Checkers. Steve now works for Union Oil Company of California, and when the whoopies were here, the first time they played the Charlotte Checkers, the coach came skating past the box where Steve was sitting and said, hey, would you like to be a stick boy? Well, Steve misunderstood him and thought he said, hey, do you want a stick boy? You know, Steve jumped out of the box, beat the man up, said, don't call me boy. Now, Steve went back to the locker room and immediately fainted, because you know what those hockey locker rooms smell like. And,
it's like the backseat of my car is what they smell like.
And when he got there, he found out that they indeed wanted him to work for them, and he did work for them for the remainder of as long as the Whoopies were in town, which, wasn't even a full season.
It was. Were the Whoopies in town a full season?
We missed. I was just looking at the schedule. A young lady called and said, you know, when did you start and when did you stop? Well, actually, we started on Friday, October the 12th. We played the first game in the Macon Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Won it 5-4 in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And we got within 7 games of completing the entire season. So we, let's see, October, November, December. What comes after December? January? We were into our 5th month, so we made it that far. We played a lot of games, you know, on the road, all over the place.
And when you tell people that you used to go to the Macon Coliseum to ice skate, they look at you like you're crazy. And, you know, well, we probably are crazy, but in a good way. And I remember growing up, you know, Mom would drop us off downtown. We would go, a friend of mine and I would go, I know, that's a stretch that I would actually have friends. But, yeah, and we would go to the Crystal, grab some burgers. We'd go say hello to Reverend Pearlie Brown, watch him play guitar a little bit. Head over to the trick shop. Remember the one-legged lady at the trick shop? Buy us a pea shooter and some peas. Head to a movie at the Grand Theater or the Capitol or the new Bibb Theater. Window shopping. Christmas, downtown Macon. And every Thanksgiving night, Del Ward and Channel 13 would do a live shot of, remember the Christmas lights they would string across Cherry Street? And the Goat Man. We'll see you Monday.